B'tochen for Life, Shir number 61, Erev Shabbos, Kodesh, Parshiyos Achrei Mos Kedoshim, in the 22nd day of the Omer. We are discussing the importance of maintaining calm and serenity, even in the face of crisis. And we said over from Rabbeinu Yoina that a person is not allowed to be afraid, and we discussed it extensively. So let's just add to the discussion. One of our listeners asked a question. He said that his wife is bothered by all the karbonis and the tragedies that are happening right now in the world. And it is difficult. And she wants to know, how does a person approach this from a betachin standpoint? And the truth is, we touched on this concept briefly, but in the context of what we've been discussing, we can bring it out even more. When a soldier is on the battlefield, there is no room for emotion. One of our listeners sent me a piece from the Rambam when he described a soldier on the battlefield, and the Rambam says that when a soldier is fighting, he shouldn't think about his family, he shouldn't think about anything, he shouldn't be afraid, he should be focused on the battle. That is the job of a soldier. He has a mission, and he is completely focused on his mission. We are all soldiers. We are here to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. We must be completely focused on our mission. Our mission is to do Avodas Hashem in the best possible manner. A person can only serve the Ribbono Shel Olam properly if he's calm and he's collected and he's besimcha and he's positive. Then we can serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. When a person is down and he's upset, anxious, nervous, angry, sad, any of these feelings negatively impacts Avodas Hashem. And to illustrate this point, when you are happy and a poor person approaches you, you'll give him money in a second. But when you're upset, even if you're upset for a good reason, because you heard that Rahman al-Aslan someone was nifter, but you're not going to give the ani that money. And you know what that means? That means that that sadness is from the Yetzer Hara, who doesn't want you to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because when a person is positive and he's calm, he's able to serve Hashem with simcha, like the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to serve him. So we are soldiers on a battlefield. We can't lose focus. Yes, there is a tremendous importance in a person trying to be noisib ba'olam chaveroi and feeling the tsar of Klal Yisrael. But we have to remember, if it impedes our avodas Hashem, it's not worth it. It comes from the Yetzer Hara. It's best to ignore the news and just be focused on our avodas Hashem. Focus on the trillions of toivis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Focus on all the good that's in the world and ignore the bad. The Ribbono Shel Olam loves Klal Yisrael more than we love ourselves. And he's in more pain than we can ever be from these tragedies. And he wants us to serve him with simcha, because that's the way we serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that is the answer. We are soldiers on a battlefield, and a soldier cannot afford to get sidetracked. He has a mission to accomplish, and he has to fulfill his mission with a clear head. And that is the reason why a person can never be afraid. Because when we're nervous or we're anxious, we can't serve the Ribbono Shel Olam properly. So when we have bitachin, and we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control, and he is doing what's best for every single person in the world, we will be calm and collected, and we will serve the Ribbono Shel Olam properly, besimcha, like a true soldier.